Welcome to the Blue Kite Insight Neuromarketing and Consumer Engagement Podcast.
Hello, I'm Adrian Tennant, Chief Experience Officer at Blue Kite Insight, and welcome to the second of our podcasts about human behavior research. Today, we're going to look at text analytics, a technology that's relevant to both quantitative and qualitative research methods. So what is it? Text analytics is the computer-based interpretation of text and unstructured data. At its most basic, textual analysis counts instances of words in a document and compares their frequency with how often those words could be expected to appear based on chance alone. Words and associated phrases that occur most frequently can indicate central themes or concepts in the datasets. Text analytics can also tag words and phrases as positive, negative, or neutral, so the tone of a document or open-ended survey responses can be analyzed for sentiment. To do this, researchers maintain lists or lexicons of words with positive and negative associations. Of course, words form the basis of the two best-known research instruments, surveys and focus groups. At Blue Kite Insight, we principally use biometric research techniques, including eye tracking, facial expression analysis, and galvanic skin response, all to better understand participants' non-verbal, non-conscious responses to marketing communications. But we also examine what they say, because the words people use, and often what they don't say, can reveal a lot of additional insights. If we're capturing biometric data with, say, 30 individual participants in a lab setting, we'll also conduct qualitative interviews with each participant before and after they review the materials or stimuli. With participants' prior consent, we record audio of each study session, and then at the end of each workday, we send audio files of the sessions to our transcription partner. When we receive the transcripts back, we import them, along with the audio files, into a software program that enables us to listen to the audio while reading each transcript on screen. We can manually annotate each of the transcripts in the software, or code them, to help us identify recurring themes and to highlight participants' comments that best illustrate key ideas related to the study. Because our interviews are structured, it's easy to review responses to the same question across several participants and to compare their comments. Of course, not all study designs are alike, because the research question or objective is different for each project. Blue Kite Insight recently fielded a quantitative study for one of our clients in the travel and hospitality industry. The first of two phases, this study helped the client measure customers' behaviors and attitudes toward different aspects of their recent travel experiences. Next year, we'll conduct a second evaluative phase, pre-testing and capturing customers' responses to new creative and messaging designed based on insights yielded from the quantitative study. From that quantitative study, we received over 50,000 responses to open-ended questions. The manual process we use to code transcripts from qualitative interviews that I described earlier doesn't scale well for quantitative datasets, so we employed text analytics to do some of the heavy lifting. One of our strategic partners is Ascribe, a leading international provider of innovative text analytics software and solutions. Ascribe serves global 1,000 companies and market research agencies, many of whom use Ascribe's data processing, analysis, and reporting solutions for voice of the customer research. I recently spoke with Ascribe Vice President Gary Zucker about the growing adoption of text analytics among researchers. Here's Gary.
Traditionally, market research companies define, you know, research as either quantitative or qualitative, right? Tend to be structured, right? That's how we were trained to conduct research. So the industry grew up, you know, if you ran a quantitative study, you asked an open end to try to get the answers that you couldn't, you know, you couldn't predetermine, right? Select A, B, C, or D. Thus the reason open ends were selected. open ends. What's interesting is the brands, the end clients, right? To them, they're immensely valuable, right? It's just they want, it helps them get out of that ivory tower. I always like to use the example of, as an executive, we sit in our ivory towers. How often do we really interact with our customers? The honest answer is not that often, right? We really right. don't. So open ends are a way to help sort of remove the filters and let people give their unbiased or unfiltered responses. So as an industry, you know, we do these large studies just like you have done. How do you manage that? In the old days, it was always paper and pencil within the quantitative world. And believe it or not, a massive amount of the industry, I was just on the phone with another client, they just do it in Excel today. You know, so they're starting from scratch. So it's a very inefficient process in today's quantitative world. Technology has helped that. You know, we pretty much lead the industry in coding software. So there are still market research companies still like to have a human read it, but they like to have anything they can do to drive costs down. So in our world, we cover this whole spectrum of understanding unstructured text. So you have a good share of the market that wants to code but move more efficiently. That's a product we developed that market research companies have used and continue to use. But the industry is trying to use more technology like text analytics, which you have done. You know, how did they become more efficient, use more technology, drive down more costs for quantitative? And that's really where I think the industry, there's a balancing act, right? How much granularity, how much detail, how much can you afford? If pricing and timing was never an issue, you would have a human code every study, right? Because nothing replaces mm-hmm. the human brain. But, and again, yours is a perfect example. You have 50,000 responses. You don't have the time or the budget to read everything. And likely, you don't have to read everything, right? You just want to find those key themes, topics, sentiment, and then pull out some really detailed examples of why this is relevant. So that's where I think the brands are already there. They're very comfortable using technology, text analytics to help them in their business. The market research channel is a little bit, you know, they're conservative by nature. That's the breed they are. So they're experimenting with text analytics. They're finding the right applications. So step number one, I think, as an industry, is we're using it to help expedite and speed up the analysis of open ends and quant research. We're there today, right? And there's more and more transition from a human coding environment to technology enabled. That's what I would say is that's the current environment today. And some people are much more advanced than others. The next step, and where you're starting to see a lot of movement, and I think you see this a lot in the customer experience world, rather than the traditional market research world, is this idea of I've got all these different channels, right? I have survey research, right? You bought something, you send a follow-up survey. How was the experience, right? You let people naturally start telling you. But there's channels. There's text. There's voice, right? There's IVR. There's all these different, there's social. So that's, I think, where the industry is going ahead is multiple data inputs. So I think looking at the title of your world, your article, you've got big data, right? Clients are collecting all this massive amounts of quantitative data, but then they also have this separate channel of customer feedback. And it could come through a call with an agent. It could come through a survey response. Could be on the website, right? Many different channels, and that's open-ended text. So that's where I think if I could fast forward it a couple years from now, 5 years from now, it doesn't matter where the open-ended feedback is coming from, you're able to pull it together and analyze it in a single process, right? Which makes sense. You're just trying to have as many channels of communication open.
Text analytics is already being used by corporations and market research firms to support quantitative study analysis. I asked Gary what he thought it would take for text analytics to be more widely used in qualitative research.
I would call it an emotionally charged subject, and here's why. I mean, you know this. Part of the value of what you bring to the initiative is your ability to ask the right questions, analyze the data from a particular perspective, right, and report on it, make recommendations. I think, and I'm not an expert in artificial intelligence by any means, but or machine learning, the goal there is, you know, there's two parts. The basic part is, how do I organize the information to help you move quicker, right? That's what we're doing today quantitatively. I think as an industry, everybody is asking, hey, I just did a focus group. I've got 50-page transcripts, right? Each respondent, it was an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
How do I categorize it? I am not aware of a technology that will take a really long transcript and organize it effectively. Now, there are some that, you know, like we can take in our world, we can take a speech and throw it into our Instant Insight tool, which is the one you're using, right? CX Snapshot. And it will give you a sense of, okay, how many times did the topic of food come up and was it positive or negative? So you've actually got some experience theoretically on this, but if you did focus groups, but that's really what it would give you today is, okay, before you really jump into this 50-page transcript, let me give you a sense of positive and negative. People are talking about food, my steward. So I think it would help you organize your thoughts better, but it's not going to code and categorize a 50-page transcript like it would an open end. I just don't think we're there yet today. Maybe we'll get there in the future, but I don't think we can get that granularity yet today for long qualitative initiatives.
Text analytics is one of many technology-based influences shaping today's market research landscape. At BlueKite Insight, we use biometric sensors and specialized software to surface real people's non-conscious emotional responses to communications. But in the wider industry, we are seeing experimentation with big data, artificial intelligence, neural nets, and cognitive computing. I asked Gary if he thinks traditional research methods are threatened by machine-based learning.
AI can mean 100 different things. You know, there's truly, and I think as a researcher, we can get scared or we can be manipulated by what advertising is saying, right? I think that's very, very important that we understand that there are many, and I always ask this question when someone says, oh, I want to use an artificial intelligence solution. Someone will ask me that question. Mm. And then I say, well, what do you mean by that?
Right.
And the definitions are all over the board.
Mm-hmm.
Artificial intelligence means, and I'm sure you have your own definition of that. So I would say where is technology fit, right? It will help organize the data, hopefully, and will help put it into buckets. But the qualitative researcher is not going out of business. It's just making you more efficient in how you organize it. Separately, there's a lot of work. I know I read a lot of articles on like chatbots. So qualitative and, you know, e-commerce sites and how effective is a chatbot? You know, how far down the line, how much can you teach it? I think we're probably still in our infancy of that. You know, online qualitative, you know, can a robot per se have a dialogue with someone and have a productive dialogue? And can you organize the responses? You know, I think we're learning that, but by no means are we, there's no de facto standard today.
I put it to Gary that in a world of big data, transactional information about a company's customers can quantify the who, the what, the when, and the how, if mostly retrospectively. In this context, qualitative research has the potential to play an enhanced role as sense maker, to surface deeper, authentically human truths, to understand our behaviors, and explain the why often missing from big data.
I absolutely, a machine can give you metrics, right? Okay, your purchase rate on your website is falling by 22% this month, right? Here's where people are falling off, but what's the why? Right, that is where you know you have to investigate. What are the outside variables? One of the trends, and you're seeing this in the customer experience world. It is definitely happening, and the researcher is trying to figure it out, which is people are being asked. There's a lot of surveys out there. I mean, just put yourself, how many surveys do you get when you go to a retail store?
Mm-hmm.
Every time you make a purchase, market research companies are coming after you. So as an industry, there's never been as many surveys out there. Everybody wants your opinion. Some are structured well, some are not. So if you were to go to Columbia, just think if after your experience, you get a text on your phone and it says, tell us about your experience tonight. How was your dining experience? Not rate us on a scale of 1 to 5. Tell me about your waitress. But by using technology, just like you used for your project, people are naturally going to use positive words, negative words, tell you what they liked, the topic, and that's it. So I think we're going to eventually, in an altruistic world, we can migrate to one-question surveys, especially in the CX vertical, because that's what you care about is, what am I doing right? How do I need to steer the ship to fix things that are broken? But we're moving slowly. I mean, there are several companies pushing that limit, and they do it across different channels, online, voice to text, right? Is tell me about the experience. So I think that's a shift. It's going to take time, but you know, people are busy. It's very challenging, and it's going to get more and more to get eyeballs, right? Everybody, I think a good analogy is in the world of advertising, we started with the banner ads, right? And everybody was exposed. You wouldn't even look at content. In the world of research, we all want opinions. And whether you source it through a panel company, client uses their own database, we've just got to be smart that people's time is valuable. Let's respect it. And let's ask them what we really want to know, and can we backfill information? We're getting there. There's a lot of companies, and I think, you know, I interact with a lot of people in the world of data modeling and direct marketing, and it is amazing the known data points they know. Like, I know you just made a purchase because I can see it via your credit card. I don't know what you bought, but I know you came in my store and you purchased. Why do I need to ask you what's the last time you purchased in Cabela's? Or Dick's Sporting Good, you know. So it's just, I think, using disciplines from other industries to think smarter.
I hope you found our conversation about text analytics helpful today. You can find links to more information on our website at bluekiteinsight.com. For now, this is Adrian Tennant signing off. My thanks to Gary Zucker, Vice President at Ascribe, and to you for listening today. I hope you can join us again soon.